Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Wednesday, June 11th. I hope you're well. Coming up.
She went kicking and screaming. She didn't want to go. It was her house. It was recommended that she go.
Calm restored in Ballymena after another night of disturbances and curfew announced for LA. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, police have used water cannon against rioters in Ballymena. 20 baton rounds were also fired as masked youths attacked police for a second night running. However, calm was eventually restored in the early hours of this morning. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Hundreds of people again gathered in the County Antrim town last night, 24 hours after the serious unrest, which was described on Monday night by a senior officer as racist thuggery. 15 officers were injured on Monday night when the disturbances broke out following an earlier protest over an alleged sexual assault in the town. Mobs last night targeted the homes of ethnic minorities again, and it's reported some residents put signs in their windows signifying that they were not immigrants. Police used water cannon against rioters, and fireworks and other missiles were again thrown at police.
The mayor of LA has announced a curfew in the city to tackle the widespread protests against immigration raids. Protests initially broke out in the city last week following the extensive detentions of suspected illegal immigrants. US President Donald Trump then deployed hundreds of National Guard troops to the city, a move that is opposed by the state's governor. Mayor of LA Karen Bass says there's a straightforward way to stop the civil unrest.
The real solution of all of this is for the administration to stop the raids. We have heard that these raids might take place for the next 30 days. We don't know how many are going to take place in a given day. And you just think about the disruption to families and the disruption to our local economy.
3 days of national mourning are getting underway for the victims of a mass school shooting in Austria. 10 people were shot dead at a secondary school by a former student who then shot himself in the city of Graz. Police say the suspect was a 21-year-old Austrian national who had been armed with two weapons he owned legally. Local resident Elizabeth Schuster is horrified by what happened.
It shocked me a lot, like everyone else. My son used to go to that school too. I'm feeling for the parents who lost their children. I just wanted to show that I'm with them, and I hope that together we can find a way so that something like this never happens again.
Road safety chiefs will face questions about long waiting times for driving tests at Leinster House today. Officials from the Road Safety Authority will appear before the Oireachtas Transport Committee with NCT wait times and road crash data also up for discussion. As of the 31st of May, the average waiting time for a driving test was almost 21 weeks, which is more than double the authority's target of 10 weeks. Green Party leader Roderick O'Gorman says the wait times are going down, but far too slowly.
Significant resources have been put into the RSA, but only 2-3 months ago, the waiting lists were 27 weeks. So it is really important that the RSA are able to demonstrate that the timelines are falling rapidly and that people will be able to get a theory test in good time.
Women are being urged to be cautious when using period tracker apps. New research from the University of Cambridge is warning personal details could be collected and sold, posing huge privacy risks. They say information on exercise, diet, hormone levels, and contraception choices is susceptible to being exploited for consumer profiling. In business news, Donald Trump's planned tariffs aren't putting us off spending money. New Bank of Ireland data for May shows Irish consumer spending rose 6.5% year on year. It was up across all major sectors, including restaurants, accommodation, and even big ticket items like airline fares and furniture. Bank of Ireland chief economist Conal McQuilla says Irish households are aware of global risks, but they're not allowing that to influence their spending decisions.
The question we're all asking ourselves was, were we going to see any kind of pullback in consumer spending due to the tariff-related uncertainty through April and May? But that's not the case. We saw overall spending in debit and credit cards up 6.5% on the year. So that's still a pretty rapid pace. It's stronger than the current 2% rate of consumer price inflation. So it's showing that consumers are still out there spending.
In entertainment news, the final members of the K-pop band BTS have been discharged from South Korea's mandatory military service, signalling a step closer to the group's reunion. Singer-songwriter V also recently released, thanked fans for their patience and promised to return with what he's calling a really amazing performance. Six of the band's seven members have served in the army, with a seventh fulfilling his duty as a social service agent. And in sport, GAA President Jarlath Burns says this is the biggest week of all in the ongoing Casement Park saga. UK Chancellor Rachel Reeves is due to announce a comprehensive spending review today, which is viewed as a pivotal moment for the stadium's redevelopment. The project has an estimated cost of almost €300 million, with funds being pledged by governments in Dublin, Belfast and London. And GAA President Jarlath Burns is hopeful that progress will be made today.
There's a big week for it. There's the biggest week of all. Now, we keep saying, you know, the next few weeks are crucial, but I think as it stands now, I don't know what the decision has been made by the British government as to what they're going to give. And I hope it's generous, because it's something that we would really like to see moving on.
And in soccer, the Republic of Ireland rounded off their season with a scoreless draw away to Luxembourg last night. The result means the side remain unbeaten so far in 2025 as they sign off for the summer. Defender Nathan Collins admits it was a flat performance.
It's hard to put a finger on, you know what I mean? It can be a lot of things, you know. Everyone could be tight. It's the last game of the season, you know, away. We put a lot into the Senegal game, and that's tough, but even though we probably weren't that, we were a little bit passive. We still, the way we defended in our shape, I thought was solid. You know, we still created them. We created them to force things. We still created some chances. We hit the bar twice. You know, that's unlucky. You know, and even if you don't play your best, we could have nicked a win there today.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.